Okay, good morning everybody.
Here we are in the Parshas Ha'aleichot. So, I'll take a little look at one particular episode that happens in this week's Parsha. We know in this week's Parsha, the prophet tells Moshe Rabbeinu to choose 70 Kenyan who are going to help him with running Am Yisrael, giving advice to people, etc. Now, within this story, we read about two particular individuals, Eldad and Medad, who were Zoichet in the Vuah, although they were not actually one of the 70 who were chosen. We know actually explains it as a whole question, and of every Shevet there are a number of people to be chosen, and all of it should be an equal number, six people from each Shevet, it would bring you out to 72. And they were only supposed to be 70. There were two people who got left out. And they were these people, Eldad and Medad, and they were Zoichet in the Vuah. Now let's read the Pesukim here. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machet. Shem la'ayachal Eldad, v'shem la'asheni Medad. V'atolach aleim ha'ruach. V'hem ha'vaksu. They were in the people who had originally been written down to be chosen amongst the Kenya, and then there was a lottery, etc. V'lo yotko ha'elot. They didn't come, and therefore they weren't chosen. V'yisnavu b'machet. Now let's look what happened after that. There was somebody who was very concerned about this. Vayagid Moshe. Vayomer Eldad the Medad misnavim b'machet. As if it's sort of a protest that actually told us it was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there was some sort of protest about their nevuah. Rashi tells us that their nevuah wasn't just they were being nothing, they had a particular nevuah. Their nevuah was that Moshe made. The Yeshua Machnis is at Yisrael Lorit. Moshe was going to pass away, and Yeshua Machnis is at Yisrael Lorit. That was their nevuah. So, upon hearing this, Vayan Yeshua bin Nun, Mishoris Moshe bin Bukhura Vayoma. So Yeshua bin Nun answers, and he says, Adoni Moshe, Kaloi. He implores Moshe Rabbeinu, my master Moshe Kaloi, which I suppose literally translated means finish them off. As he explains it to me, not to finish them off, as in to kill them, not a punishment, not a sin worthy of death is, but Hatir Alein Torke Tibur, then Kolime Alein, do something which is going to bring about that they will stop being with none. They won't have time anymore for the Torah. You give them an important position in Torahim Tibur, and they won't have time anymore for things like the Torah.
It's like,
Bonte and
Howland understood
that the Nivor,
you have to give
over,
you send
it to the Nivor. It depends what type of the Nivor. Not every Nivor is directed at Amitra, necessarily. It's something with the Nivor, which is. Alright, I don't want to focus so much on this. I'd like to focus on the point in which is in the words of Yeshua. Yeshua says, I don't need Moshe Kloin. So, I'd like to look a little at some of these points which relate to covers of a Rebbe and how one should address a Rebbe. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives a number of definitions, hagzoros, of things which go under the term apikoros. Now, we usually use the term apikoros for something very, very severe, indeed, or full belief, things like that. But the Gemara also uses it, nicely enough. Okay. The Gemara actually uses this for other types of Bizoyan HaTorah as well. And included in this, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Omar, Zeh HaKiri Rabbi Bishmoy. Somebody who doesn't treat the Torah with the correct cover. For example, somebody who calls his Rebbe by his name. The Omar of Gechazim, Bibnei Man Ne'enach Gechazim. We know Gechazim was the Talmud of the Novi Elisha. And he experienced various punishments. Discussion in the Torah, which punishment we're referring to, but.
Sorah.
He had Sorah, that's one of the punishments, yeah. What else? Why was he punished? Mipnei shekara le rabbi bishmoy. Because he called his rabbi by his name. Sherema, hayeva gechavi. So gechavi says here in this pasuk, Adoni HaMelech, so he's got Isha, but not, Ashehechiyo Elisha. He refers to Elisha, to his rabbi, by his name. Now, there's a question on this Gemara. Bishmoy. Sha'oimeh, Elisha, or whoever it might be. The Eloi Umme, Moiri Rabbi Ploy. And it doesn't say, my master, my teacher, so. So we can understand from the Rashi that while on the one hand it is forbidden to say the name of the Rebbe, but with the addition, with the introduction of the word Moiri Rabbi, my teacher, my master, then you are allowed to say his name. Moiri Rabbi Ploy. And she said, he should have said, not just Elisha, but my teacher Elisha, my Rebbe Elisha. So it's forbidden to say the name, but with the addition of the introductory words, Moshe Rabbi, then it's permitted. Let's read how this is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, a few interesting points, and then we'll look into this in more detail.
Because he made much worse than that,
right?
So he was punished for this, you know? I mean, he did.
So I didn't get so involved in the details of the story, but I saw in the portion there are various different punishments which happened to Elisha, and there's a lot of other cases connect other episodes with other things. So this is an oinish for a particular Aveira, not necessarily the only thing that happened. So then the short Gemara in the halachos of Talmud of the Rebbe, also the Talmud is different to the Rabbi Bishma. Now the Talmud is not permitted to call his Rebbe by his name, Logotiles, not in his lifetime, but Logan Moisem Ram after he's passed away. But few literate Lahirim, Sheshmon Kishmoy, often. Now, what about to call other people, somebody else who has the same name as the Rebbe, to call him by his name? So on that we say that it is forbidden, in Hushem Tili, if it is a very unusual name. But if it's a name that only the Rebbe and one other guy around are called by that name, then even the other guy is not allowed to call by that name. If it's a very, very common name, as most of people call that, then there's no problem. In Shem Tel Ish, Ein Ato Regidim Dikroi Po, which not everybody uses. Abol explains the Ramon, how these are the words of the Ramon. Abol Shem Shem Regidim Poi, by a name which is usual, Mutu Lahal Tei Shalobit Mei Rabbi, then one can mention it to call somebody else, not in front of one's Rebbe. Now come to the line I have to focus on a little more. The Kol Zeh, all these halachos, not to call the Rebbe by his name, Dafka Hesheenoi Malkir Ra Shemoi Zabat. Only apply when one mentions the name alone. Of a Muslim Loiva Rebbe Moiri Ploy. Just like we brought out a few minutes ago from the Rashi, it is permitted to say Rebbe Moiri Ploy and then mention his name. It's not an absolute thing, one can't ever mention his name. With the introductory word Rebbe Moiri Ploy, then one is allowed. And the thought, put after in brackets, as we said, is Kane Lashma Bethir Rashi Peretz. This is the implication of the Rashi that we learned before on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it is permitted to call him by his name when mentioning the introductory word Rebbe. Now, comes along the Shach, the major one of the main portion of the Shach, I will not allow it. Then the Shach, Nere, it appears to me, Dafka shall overcome. This leniency to call a Rebbe by his name, with giving the introductory word Rebbe or Moiri, is only Shaloi before. This is only not in front of the Rebbe. But in front of the Rebbe, then even with giving the introductory word Rebbe or Moiri, one shall not mention his name. The same, he says, the Darki Moshe, and the thought of this din, Shehoi Tikain, who proves this, the Ramah, who proves this, may rush. The Peretz who proves this from that Rashi, which mentions that one should add the word Rebbe Yomoy, Gabi Elisha, in the episode of Elisha, might be Shalom Abba. Now that episode is talking Shalom Abba. Yechazi was speaking over there, he wasn't in front of Elisha. So we only have proof from the Rashi as far as saying that one can mention the name of the Rebbe with the addition Rebbe Yomoyri, there was not in front of the Rebbe, because that's where Gehazi was, and Rashi said he should have said Rebbe Yomoyri, so we see Rebbe Yomoyri committed, but we only see in this scenario where we're not in front of the Rebbe. Avol Mechola, but if he finishes after Shah in front of the Rebbe, Ein Nahal Kirk Shemoy Klaal, one shouldn't mention his name at all. Rat Yishli Proyfei Rebbe, simply one should call him Rebbe and nothing further, Bechein Yomoyri, and this is Gehazi. There's the Shah. So according to the Shah, the leniency to call the Rebbe, to use the Rebbe's name with the addition Rebbe Yomoyri, is only not in front of the Rebbe. But in front of the Rebbe, no leniency.
Can we talk about the first name, or just name also?
No, first name. Now, we'll take a look in the view of Hagro on the Shulchan Aruch. Now we know what is the Vilna Gaon usually do in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever we have a thief in Shulchan Aruch or a problem of particular din, the Vilna Gaon will usually, in a few short words, trace it to a source in Chabad, or sometimes to another source. And often you can see all sorts of interesting things if one pays close attention to the sources which the Vilna Gaon sends you to. So let's see, look over here, what sources does the Vilna Gaon send us to? So, the code there, he sends us a whole number of sources. So first of all, Rashi Shah. The first source is Rashi over there, i.e. the Rashi in Sanhedrin, which we looked at. So that's the main source, is Halacha, the Rashi. But now he sends a further source. But Moshe Kotzov the Sifri, Parshas Devarim. Like it's written in the Sifri, which is one of the Midrashim, in Parshas Devarim. The Vioi Rashi Gam Kim Shah, and Rashi Al Vatira quotes it. On the Potu, Vatanu Oisi. The Potu, Vatanu Oisi. The Potu actually reads Vatanu Oisi, Vatoyru, Toyru Hadova. Actually, the Baruch was asking.
What's the context?
So the context of that Potu is, I'll find it right now, I should have really put it on the sheet, but the context of that Potu is, we're talking regarding the Mamad Har Sinai, where Am Yisrael eventually asked that the Torah should be given to them via Moshe Rabbeinu, not to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Potter records this event, and Rashi says over there, Vatanu Oisi, Hava Lohu Lameimar, that Moshe Rabbeinu sort of criticizes a little Am Yisrael, and he says that you should have said that it's better to learn directly in the Piyah Gemara. But he says that he should have said to him, Havaluda Meina, Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, you should have said the following thing. What should you have said? Moshe Rabbeinu, would it not be better to learn from, etc., etc.? Now, this is obviously not what the main thrust of what Chazal is having to say over there, but let's pay close attention to the word. Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, you should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, is it not better to learn from? Now, when you say Moshe Rabbeinu, they were using the word Moshe, which was his name, with the additional term Rabbeinu. So again, it shows us that Vilna Gaon was this place that it would be permitted to mention the name of the Rebbe using also the term Rabbeinu.
And it's in front of
the... Oh, that's why I want to show. That from these sources that the Vilna Gaon brings, we, the Chayyim see that the Vilna Gaon does not agree with the Shas, who stipulated that the leniency is only Shaloi B'Chomot. This is even the Chomot. The same God of it continues the God, but this leniency applies not only to a Rebbe, it applies equally to a father. Kesha'oyla Abba Mutter. When one says the additional term Abba, Abba so-and-so, it's also Mutter. It seems like it's Kiddush. We're not so used to such a thing, but we do find it says the God many times in Chazal. Moshe Kotzov become a Chaymoy, like it's written in a number of places, Abba Chalakto, Yoichai Abba, Leyanai Abba Bekayote. So he adds to us another God, that this leniency applies not only to a Rebbe, also to a father, but when one adds the term Abba and then says the name, it is permitted. Okay, so we have Lichoira and Achloikos between the Vilna Gaon and the Shach. The Shach says only Shaloi B'Chomot, and the implication of the Vilna Gaon from the source that he brings is that it would be permitted even before. Now let's have a look also at Rabbi Akiva Eger on this scene. Rabbi Akiva Eger is also quoted on the Shach, and he brings a different source. Bring the words of the Shach, and will befall of Ein Lahaskim, in front of the Rebbe, one should not mention his name even with the addition Rebbe Almighty. But Prichodosh for the Kutin Chodin. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I saw in the state of Prichodosh that he disagreed. The Akiva Befon of Mutter. And even Befon of, even in front of the Rebbe, is Mutter. And he said, I bring you a Raya. The Prichodosh was a different Raya. Not this Chazal of the Vilna Gaon quoted. A different Raya. Not a Raya from a Gemara. Not from a Mishnah, not from a Braita. A Raya from a Pot. I bring a Raya from a Pot, says be polish. But even the father is mutter. The raya mikra, raya from the father.
Why?
This big parasha, what does it say? But Adoni, Moshe, Kalai, Yeshua, the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha, in the book in the way we began with, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe, Kalai, my master Moshe, finish them off, take away their Nebuah. But he addresses Moshe Rabbeinu with this term, Adoni Moshe. So he uses the name Moshe. He adds the term Adoni, my master. And it's in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's directly in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here we have a raya against the Shach. Not from a tomorrow from Mishnah, a raya against the Shach from a pot. Adoni Moshe flying. So says Rav Kirei, what we can see from here. That even in front of him, it is permitted to call the Rebbe by his name with using the addition of Adoni, Moshe Rebbe, and such like.
He doesn't need sufficient because there's many times that he says Adoni when he's speaking, but when Jacob was speaking to Pharaoh, or Esther and Jacob, he used Adoni a lot of times. I don't know if this is Adoni in the first
place. That might be true, but it's an introductory term of covenant. Adoni by Martin used in a sense of
prayer. Right. Could you say that it's okay when you speak to another person, but when you speak to a rabbi, Adoni is not?
Adoni is insufficient. I think it's an idea, because the Shach needs an answer, yeah.
Adoni is only master, actually.
You can say maybe it's not as, it's not as good as maybe rabbi. Maybe that's the answer for the Shach. The Shach needs the text, yeah? He says, Zogu Mutter Shalom Kapotuk, not the Kapotuk, I is Kapotuk. So you want to say maybe there's a difference between Adoni and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, who do you think? Good idea. Let's come back to our Shach of Atariya. So, having said all this, we'll come back to the Shach afterwards, but what about the Vilna God? The Vilna God brings all these other proofs to disagree with the Shach. Well, why doesn't he bring a proof? Why doesn't he bring this proof? Why doesn't he bring a proof from this pasuk? The Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Shubas, suggests two ma'alkin why the Vilna God doesn't bring a raya from this pasuk. Two possible answers. He says, firstly, we could perhaps have thought that there might be a distinction between mentioning the name of the Rebbe when we add the term of covenant before or when we add the term of covenant afterwards. You could have thought to yourself that maybe, even if we're going to be lenient and say that it's permitted to mention the name of the Rebbe when one adds Moshe Rebbe or Adoni or whatever it is, perhaps it's only sufficient when one adds the term of covenant before. What about when you add the term of covenant afterwards? Somebody might want to suggest, it's such a class in the place of actually, somebody who says this, somebody might wish to suggest that the leniency is only when you've added the term of covenant before. But you've already said words of covenant, then you can say his name. But to say his name, where effectively at first you're just saying the name son, without adding any introductory words of covenant, and only afterwards you add the Moshe Rebbe or Adoni or whatever it is, maybe that's not good enough. Maybe there's no unity in that situation. And that is why we'll look at the raya which the Vilna Gaon brings. The Vilna Gaon wants to prove to us how far the leniency goes, but it's not so. In fact, it is permitted to mention the name of the Rebbe even when one adds the terms of covenant afterwards as well. That is what the Vilna Gaon wants to prove to us. And if we will look at the proof which the Vilna Gaon brings, he quotes this medrash where it says that Moshe should have said to them, you should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Rabbeinu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Vilna Gaon wants to show us that in fact the leniency applies even when one mentions the term Rabbeinu only afterwards. Since that's what he wants to show us, that's why he doesn't bring the raya from this week's parsha. His raya wouldn't be a good raya from this week's parsha. So in this week's parsha you only see Adoni Moshe, you only see the other way around. You only see that it's the Seder, so you only see that it's permitted if you mention the term of covenant Adoni before Adoni Moshe. you don't see what will be if you say Moshe Adon, that you don't see. So that's why the Vilna Gaon does not quote the Raya from the Pasuk in this week's parish. It's true, it's a good Raya, but it doesn't go as far as what the Vilna Gaon wants to show you. Thus, the Vilna Gaon brings his other Raya, where indeed you do see how far the leniency goes, and it's even sufficient if one mentions the the term of covered afterwards.
Even though it doesn't go in the same direction as the Rashi. I thought he brought the pasuk to confirm the Rashi, so to speak. No. When he brings the other source, is just to extend the coverage to also putting the term after.
Yeah, why doesn't he bring the pasuk? It's better to bring a pasuk than to bring. Why doesn't he bring the pasuk? The answer is because the pasuk doesn't show the full extent of the chiddush he wants to show. He wants to show how far it goes. Okay, let's we'll jump to the next area. Let's go to.
Why was it always Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Moshe being faithful to?
Interesting shot.
Yeah.
Why do we always use that term? But let's now come back to the Shah.
But it's that Moshe is in a class for itself. It's very, very special.
Right.
Compared to other people.
So I mean, it's like a special,
yes,
special way of calling it. Yeah. Let's now come back to the opinion of the Shah. So the Shah, he says, look, the whole leniency is only shalom, follow not the pot. So what does the Shah say about the pasuk in this week's parasha? With that one idea, maybe Adoni is not as good. The level of covenant is not sufficient. Like the Shah's different terms, which is much more kiddush. Something very interesting, I've never heard of before. They take a billion seon, the oracle from there. So he says an amazing thing. Let's learn this. We should get on the top of the second side. Other rabbi says, in fact, the truth is the absolute opposite. From this episode is a proof to the Shah. It's not a kasha on the Shah, it's a proof to the Shah. Why? If a Medrash Tanhumah, if you look in the Medrash Tanhumah parashas Tzaveh, it says the following thing. Since the Moshe, ben Ne'al ve'etrim Shah, it's written about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was 120 years when he passed away. V'Yehoshua, Ne'al ve'etrim Shah. But V'Yehoshua passed away when he was 110 years old. The law of Potsuloi Eteshot. Ask the Medrash, why did he pass away 10 years earlier? Bishvil Sha'ol Hosei Moshe Rabboi Asoros Voi. Because he offered an opinion in front of his Rebbe Moshe using 10 words. Sheneva, and then he quotes the Potsuloi in this week's parashah. Vayav Yeshua bin Nun Mesharis Moshe Nebuchura Vayoma Adoni Moshe Kloi. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe Kloi. He criticizes these Nabeen, offers an opinion in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, what should be done. The people fucked the Lord Esther Shah. Therefore, he lost 10 years. I'll come and show you this is the end of the matter. The who Tomla. And this Medrash is an absolute pet. Shari Adoni Moshe Kloin. What words did he use? Adoni Moshe Kloin. Eno Ra Shalish Voy. It's not 10 words, it's 3 words. Adoni Moshe Kloin. So how can the Medrash say he's punished using 10 words? He didn't use 10 words, he used 3 words. Adoni Moshe Kloi. But I'm here to thank you, Yishyash. So since they got the opinion here, I would suggest the following up. Very, very surprising chapter in the Apostle. Al-Pima, the East of Sifri, Pover, the Yalkut, Parsha, Salih. The Yalkut, on this week's Parsha, says the following chapter in the Apostle. Adoni Moshe Kloi. On these words of the Apostle, Adoni Moshe Kloi. Allah, Yeshua says this. The Medrash recalls the words of Yeshua as follows. Now let's count the words. Reboi, my master, Kalim min ha'oyo. Lebenei Adam, Shebizruni Basura Ra Hazu. If you'll count those words, which the Medrash says that Yeshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they are 10 words. Behem Asorate. The Torah Loya, Shakosu. And in fact, the Apostle is not recording the exact words that Yeshua used two Moshe Rabbeinu. Abel Be'emet, Eilu Mahon Yudivir Yeshua. These words that we quoted now from the Medrash, they were the actual words of Yeshua. Uzuvim Mo'oim, Shalai Reboim. Therefore, look at those words. In fact, he didn't say Adoni Moshe, like the prophet says. It says Reboim. Valer Reboim Moshe. Shalai Reboim Moshe. Valer Reboim Moshe. Why? Shalai Likri Rabbi Mishmoy Mepolo, Kedar Tashak. With indeed, one's not allowed, like the Shach. Ah, you're going to say, well, it's very nice to message, but it's not like the Pasuk. Umar Shekos was the Pasuk Shabbat, Adoy Moshe Kloim. I possibly did this. Yesh Lodma. The Malah Hafi, Yesh Lodakti. Hakeka. We have to look closely at this Pasuk. Vayal Yeshua bin Nun. The words are, Yeshua bin Nun answers, Vashar is Moshe bin Bukhura, Vayoyma. And he said. So what is this double Losh? He answers and he says. Why do we need these two Lishoyim? Lachem Yesh Loiva, Yishtei Amiris Hoyu B'tchilo, Hoyu B'tchilo. Hoyu, I'm sorry. Lachem Yesh Loiva, and in fact there were two separate sayings. B'tchilo B'tnei Moshe, directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said the words, Oma Asara Azvarim Shevi Sifri, directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayad Yosho B'tnum Mishoris Moshe B'tchuro. He answers and he speaks up and he says what he says in the Sifri. Then he says 10 words, Riboini, etc., etc., without using the word Moshe. Ubahem lo yizkir shem Moshe. But Harkach Omar, afterwards he says, Adoni Moshe, Kala'im, but that was Shelojitze Moshe, was a type of tefillah or makosha that Moshe Rabbeinu should take some action to Kala'im to finish them off. But those words were not said directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. The words said to Moshe Rabbeinu are the words recorded in the Sifri, not the words written in the Pasuk. And that suggests the Binyan Sefirot is the defense for the Shah, based on this medrash, that Yeshua actually used different words. And the words reported in the Pasuk are the words Yeshua used in his own private bakasha, but not the words he used directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore we get out of the Shah that these words that only Moshe Tzayim were not used, in fact, directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, we'll stop here.
The first
Sorry, I'll put this away of reading the